You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called Project Snowstorm. It has nothing to do with clearing away snow and everything to do with understanding and protecting the snowy owl. This national effort lets experienced wildlife experts band and track snowy owls, reporting snow owl sightings as the raptors spend their winters in the northern U.S. and southern Canada. Chris Neary is part of the Michigan effort of Project Snowstorm. Chris, what is the reason and the importance of this banding and tracking snowy owls?
The real purpose for Project Snowstorm was specifically studying the winter habitats of snowy owls. They are, as an Arctic breeder, going to be affected by climate change, and this was really the most comprehensive effort to really study their wintering habits in the lower 48, particularly now. They just started doing stuff following the dispersal of breeding snowy owls, young snowy owls, up on the Arctic, but the main study has been on the wintering habits of snowy owls in the lower 48.
Why is it, Chris, that we really know more about these birds in their breeding grounds all the way up in the Arctic than we do about where and how they exist when they're wintering near us?
I think there's just been more concentrated effort by several groups up in the breeding grounds. There's some people that have done, you know, extensive long-term wintering research on them, but Scott and Dave and Project Snowstorm has been the most widespread collaborative effort that's really getting this great database on them and just organizing it. They've been very effective in doing that.
And what are we learning from this database?
You were learning sight fidelity if birds are returning. If the birds happen to come back after breeding, we're finding out where ones from certain areas have spent their summers. Just a lot more detailed, specifically through the transmitters, on just sight fidelity, their movements. It's been interesting here seeing birds we've worked with in eastern Chippewa County in agriculture areas. When they move north, we used to think they had just bolted for the Arctic, and we're finding out a lot of them are actually moving out to the Great Lakes as it thaws, out to Superior, down to Huron and Michigan, to hunt waterfowl. And birds that we've tagged near the Pickford-Rudyard area have actually moved south when they've done their first movements down towards the Straits before moving back up onto Lake Superior, spending a couple of weeks out on the lake before finally moving up to the Arctic.
Have we seen any surprises in snowy owls turning up in Michigan over the winter?
I don't know if it's real surprises, but it's been unusual, the large concentrations we've had consecutive years. Now, lots of times these eruptions are associated with big reproductive years up in the Arctic and then the young birds moving down, and then it kind of waits another 4 or 5 years before we see those eruptions again. And we've had really good numbers for about 3 or 4 seasons in a row now, which is kind of unexpected.
What are the big dangers to these birds?
All owls seem to have problems getting struck by cars hunting along roadsides. Snowies might be a little less susceptible to that, but in the mid-Atlantic states, a couple Project Snowstorm owls have been struck by cars. They're targeting an island now that's on Lake Ontario that's putting up wind farms to try to see how much danger the wind turbines from the owls flying, you know, into the range of the blades and getting hit.
Yeah, and then certainly when I went to projectsnowstorm.org, it's certainly clear airport issues are a big presence on the website.
Yeah, birds pose a very real threat to getting sucked into engines and safety for air flight. So there's been trapping the birds on the airports and trying to relocate them someplace where they're not going to return. That's come into more prevalence in Michigan just within the last few years. They were still being shot not that long ago at several Michigan airports. So now there's a real effort to catch them, remove them. And Project Snowstorm has been working with those organizations when they can to put transmitters on the birds to try to find good locations to release them where they don't just return to the airports, which does happen. So by putting the transmitters on them, they can see if they're finding good locations to release them where the birds don't return to the airports, which really mimic, they very much look like the tundra, the breeding grounds that the owls are used to and provide really good hunting grounds for the birds, unfortunately.
What do you want the public to know about the do's and don'ts if we civilians spot a snowy owl?
photographers, to me, pose the biggest problem with, like, wintering owls. They want the really good shot. They just approach too closely. I don't think they mean harm, but when these birds are known to be in an area and it's constantly drawing people and the people are bumping the birds, that is something that just should be avoided.
Chris, why do you care so much about the snowy owl?
It's really hard to say. It's just a bird that I think naturally attracts wonder from people that aren't even birders, aren't researchers. You see this large white owl out in the day. They are very active during the day compared to a lot of owls. And they're up from the Arctic, just a beautiful, large, white owl. I mean, I think it's natural for a lot of people just to see them and be amazed by them.
Well, you can certainly learn more about the work of Project Snowstorm by going to the website, which is conveniently projectsnowstorm.org. Chris, thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Oh, thank you very much for your interest.